Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hi, today we are going to see Genesis 20. And here we see there was a famine, and Abraham, he goes to Egypt. Again, for the second time, we see Abraham's faith failing. As he said to Pharaoh of Egypt, Abimelech, that Sarah is his sister. Abraham was fearful of the Egyptians and thought if they knew she was his wife, they would kill him. Here we see how Abraham's faith failed again. He did not tell the whole truth, and this happened twice. Generally, when we look at Abraham, we see him as a great man of character, a man of faith. But the Holy Spirit has the habit of telling the truth without covering up even the greatest heroes of the Bible. If you read a biography of a great man, you will mostly see all the good things. But however, God did not cover up the failures of Abraham. Remember earlier, God appeared to Abraham as El Shaddai, God Almighty, all-sufficient, all-powerful God. But now, soon Abraham fell into sin. My beloved, understand we are still in the flesh and our flesh is very weak, including Abraham. He was no different than us. At the same time, the enemy is very powerful. Satan knows our weaknesses and he has a golden hook to trap men into sin. Abraham's case, it was the fear of man that became a trap to sin. In Proverbs 29 verse 25 says, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." Many knowingly will make the wrong decision because they fear men. Look, Pilate, when Jesus was brought to him, he said, "I find no fault with this man." Yet Pilate made the wrong decision because of the fear of the crowd. Look at Aaron, the priest of God. When Moses was delayed to come from the mount, the people told him to make us gods, so we shall go before us. Aaron had fear of men, and he made the wrong decision allowing the people to make a golden calf. There are so many incidents in the Bible when men of faith fail when it came to fear of man. My beloved, the fear of man had led many into sins. There are many who would compromise the word of God because of fear of men. Many who will tell lies as they have a fear of men. Don't be fearful of man. They are just made out of dust. Imagine how great and powerful our God is. You are a child of God. You are in God's hands. If good or bad, whatever happens, it happens. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. So, beloved, trust in the Lord. If God be with us, who can be against us? Never imagine that you can be a loser by trusting in God. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus.